Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. One.
What up, though? March 5th, 2017. It's Sunday, but you'll be getting this on Monday. Glad you guys are joining me. The podcast last week is doing great with the numbers. I appreciate you guys all listening and spreading the word. I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling real happy about it. And, so I'm excited. This is, a Monday episode. We're going to get this on Monday, like I said. And so I was going to have Bree on again. People seem to like how we argue, and, you know, it's enjoyable. It's entertaining. But, you know, sometimes I get tired of arguing with him. I get tired. And so I think I know the perfect person to come on here and argue with him and actually shut him up. So I want to see if my nigga Hustle can shut Bree up. Hustle has been on my podcast before. If you guys go back a little bit and listen, he was on before with me. Hustle has an incredible football and basketball IQ. He's funny. He's sarcastic. He's a fucking dickhead, just like Bree. But Bree is like a huge Kobe fan, and he hates on LeBron, and Hustle shits on Kobe and loves LeBron. So I'm hoping that we get into some LeBron and Kobe talk, because it'll turn this shit all the way up, like all the way up, if I get them to do that. And just Westbrook, you know, Hustle respects Westbrook. It's not that he doesn't respect him. It's just the reasons that he's getting all this fame and all this clout with the triple doubles. It's just, you got to actually look at the numbers and see if they're catfish or not. And Bree doesn't want to listen to that. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. I haven't addressed the Remy Ma and Nikki beef that Foxy got added into. Like, I want to talk about that with them and get their opinion on that. We'll talk about what's happening in LA in their front office. And that's some crazy shit right there, too. I already know they're going to have a lot to say about, you know, Kobe being there and whose fault it was. So we're going to get into some of that. What else are we going to talk about? We'll talk about a little bit of the combine stuff. I'm sorry, you guys, that I'm not covering the combine like most of your ESPN podcasters. I don't really give a fuck about the combine. It's bullshit to me. So I'll bring it up and see, you know, if they want to talk about it, and you know, we'll go from there. I'll open it up to the floor and see where the conversation goes. But please don't expect a lot of combine talk from me. I think I don't really respect it at all. But I will, you know, address it because people are asking me questions about it. I'll try to get into where teams will end up starting the playoffs if I get some time. Talk about Boston, how they lost that game, how Oklahoma got smacked by Dallas tonight. Just a little bit of everything. So everybody just sit back, enjoy yourself. I'm going to get these guys on the phone. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
Yep, I can hear everybody, man.
Nico, what's up, guys?
You had a Boost Mobile, dog. I wasn't for sure if your phone was going to work, man.
She calls on my trap phone. She calls on my trap phone. I'm good. I got two numbers.
My nigga.
Kevin Listen. Gage, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Hustle and Bree, welcome to the iHeart Miko podcast. Welcome back, both of you guys.
You know, it's nice to be back. You know, I'm starting to get a little bit comfortable. You know, Miko's not going to let me get too comfortable.
No, I'm not.
Sure,
nope, know. I'm not going to. I had to check you again.
I had to check you again today.
Do you remember?
Yeah, she,
do you remember?
She giving this month.
Bree, did I have to check you today about my podcast?
Yeah, you always check me, Miko, because I somehow, once we start podcasting, it always just turns into my podcast. So I really have to calm down. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's not yours, motherfucker.
Speech, like a pregame speech.
Yeah, it's mine.
And sometimes I just walk into the office and I forget about who's, you know,
who's
name on the wall, you know?
Yeah, that's how you get fired. That's exactly how you get fucking fired and not asked back.
Yeah, I know.
So stay in line, ho. Hustle.
I know.
My people ain't heard from you in a minute. How you been?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain at all. Yeah, you're more progressing, man. I'm just trying to take it a day at a time. You know how we do.
Yes, I do know how we do. Well, what was I getting ready to say? I was in Detroit this weekend.
For what?
shout out Bitch Code Podcast. I went out there to be on Bitch Code Podcast with Ashley Coleman. Ashley Coleman is a book writer. She's an author of many books. She gave me two of her books for free. I'm going to say what they are later because they're still in my bag. I just flew back today from Detroit. I went out there to do her podcast and it was real fun. I had a good time and she introduced me to, she has a couple other ladies on the podcast with her. And it's just kind of like a girls talk kind of podcast, like girls just talking about whatever girls talk about. And so it was real good. So shout out to Bitch Code Podcast for having me in Detroit. It was fucking freezing though. Freezing. 25 degrees. I'm tropical. What'd you say?
What kind of coat did you have on?
I had on a Calvin Klein coat. It was quite warm, but it doesn't really, I always feel like it doesn't matter what kind of coat you have on or anything. Like if there's any part of your skin that's like outside, like you're cold. It's fucking cold.
Yeah. Calvin Klein, Miko, stepping it down, man. Who's stepping it down in Detroit? Huh? What's the occasion? You're trying to be regular in Detroit, Miko? That's cute.
You know what's so funny about you bringing that up, though? Real shit is because the girls in Detroit told me I was bougie.
She tried to go down there with her Calvin Klein on. Like, see, I'm not bougie. I'm regular, girl. Y'all thought I was bougie? True. Bougie girls don't wear no Calvin Klein.
Good.
Oh, my God. You guys are full of shit. That's not why they were saying that I was bougie, though. It wasn't because of my clothes. I don't think it was, anyway. It was because of
Migo. Everyone knows you're bougie, and it's okay.
I'm not bougie.
Especially now, Migos put out a good song, so it's cool, man. You know,
God.
It's fine. Being bougie is in, but I just want to let the record reflect, Miko was bougie way before the Migos put that song out. You know what I mean? She doesn't want to own it, and that's part of being bougie.
It's not. No,
bougie
but,
people are never bougie to themselves, but...
I don't think I'm bougie. I think
that's okay.
That's, I mean, if I prefer things, like I'm not bougie. Like for a perfect example, are you considered bougie? Like if I buy all my maxi dresses from Target, is that bougie? See, not bougie.
It's bougie to eat berries and oats for dinner every night, Miko. You eat everything organic. You're always just eating like nothing you eat is regular, dude. You just have to eat something that's not regular.
Okay, food, boom, regular. Moroccan spice lamb with beef tagine. Is that bougie?
What is that? Moroccan spice? Dude, where did you get that from?
Blue Apron is my sponsor for my podcast. First of all, hold on. Do not shade Blue Apron, goddammit, because these are my sponsors of my podcast. And I actually like them. So is Blue Apron bougie?
It's a good name.
Is it bougie?
It's a good name. but it's bougie. Apron, like apron. Who needs an apron?
I use an apron
who
when I cook.
Who needs an apron?
I use an apron when I cook. Like, what are you wiping your hands
on? Because you're bougie, Nico. now you kid.
Fine.
Apron.
Fine. Whatever. Whatever.
You can get a little mess on your clothes when you cook.
No.
No. What are you cooking in that you need to protect with
certain,
an apron?
There are certain things you don't scrimp on. You don't cut the budget on, and food is one of the things I do not cut the budget on. That's why it was called bougie, because in Detroit I wouldn't go to certain restaurants, and I was just like, no, I don't eat there, and I have my reasons.
Throw the restaurants under the table, Miko. Go ahead.
It was Chili's.
What, you can't do a 2 for $20, man? No, 2 for $20.
Sorry.
For you,
huh? No. Blue Apron is, I would rather eat Blue Apron food. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredients recipes delivered in the whole country, okay? Fresh ingredients, okay? Fresh ingredients, 150 local farms.
To Detroit, man.
Yes, they do. They deliver to 99%.
I might mess with Blue.
99% of the country. Yes, they deliver everywhere, my nigga. $10 per meal. $10 per meal per person. Okay, where you get you? What's that? 2 for $20. What was that? Chili's. I just said that was, and it's 2 for $20. I've seen the little commercials, and it's like to me. I'm sorry if you getting all that food that they have. They give you like two of everything, like for $20. That's not real food. Like, it's not. If you want to eat bullshit, that's cool. I'm gonna eat Blue Apron. I'm gonna eat Moroccan spiced lamb and beef tagine. That's what I'm going to be making tomorrow, and it's going to be bomb. And if you want to make it too, you can check out this week's menus and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Miko. Hate if y'all want to. I don't give a shit. Call me bougie.
No, Miko, I'm gonna try that out, but I just want to ask the question. So just on the for the record, you said you don't eat Chili's, is what you said.
No, I don't. No.
I don't want to be
clear. I'm sorry. It's just certain things that I just would rather not eat. Like, I would legit rather, like he said, I would rather eat some
what
nuts.
What about Fridays?
Fruits. No, those are all the same. Fridays, Applebee's, and Chili's are all the same people to me.
Man, you won't eat at Fridays no more?
No, I'll go there for drinks. I'll go there for cocktails.
They
you
got
know?
Some good stuff at Fridays.
I'm
man.
Sure they do. I'm sure they do.
I don't care how much money I get. I'm taking my woman to Fridays at some point in time.
Are you gonna cook Blue Apron like for it. Her, though? Are you going to cook Blue Apron for her?
Of course.
I keep
course,
asking you,
know, you
to sign up,
Bree. 2 for $20. You know, I told you, man, I was going to get my first three meals free. You know, I've listened to three commercials now, so I'm pretty much about to buy it.
Well, Bow 2 is not buying it. Bow 2... is not buying it. Don't you want my podcast to be sponsored? Don't you? You know what's so funny? I have been offered a couple of other sponsors that want me to do a live read of their ad, and I've declined them because I'm not doing shit that I don't really actually do or use. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not about to lie to my listeners and tell them that this product works or that it's good and all this shit. So that's bougie too, huh? That's bougie.
What? If you do need somebody to lie on air, I don't have a problem. If that's going to get you some money or something, I can lie about products that I don't use.
Okay, well, I won't, but I'll think about that. I'll think about that. Let you do
Blue
the
Apron
live read.
/Miko. Make sure y'all go. I'm logging on right now. I got my computer out.
Good. Do. So anyways, back to the show. That was so dope how that all just kind of happened right there. I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better, in my opinion. What else is going on right now? What do you guys want to talk about? First, okay, wait, no, before we even get off track, Hustle, I haven't been talking to you about this, but we never discussed the Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj beef, and now Foxy Brown is in it. I think Young M.A. is in it now. Bree thinks that talking about hip hop with women is like talking about the WNBA.
I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, but he's kind of right.
He's right.
Yeah, I put the WNBA on the higher scale. I could talk about
the WNBA is higher than female hip hop.
Hey, low key, he's on to something. I kind of would watch, but I watch college women's hoop more than I watch the WNBA, first of all, let me say that. But I will watch both of those over listening to women rap. I'm sorry, women. I know this is a lot of women on this podcast. Hopefully a lot of y'all don't rap, but it's just not good. Like, it's just not good.
What,
like,
is not
Remy
good
Martin
about it?
On the ether beat? Remy Martin over the ether beat? Why would I ever want to hear that? No woman should have ever rapped on that song. Like, if you're going to diss somebody, just diss them. Don't drag a classic through the mud while you do it. Just make a bad diss record originally, like you did the second time. She made another diss record. It stunk. Like, just do that twice. You don't got to run ether through the mud. That's a classic. Dude, that might be the best diss ever. Like, why would she do that?
Hustle. I'm not saying her part was garbage. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying that a woman beefing, you know, is just not, that's not the entertainment that I want.
I think that women's beef is different because it's, like, personal. Like, women hold grudges longer. Like, they cut deeper. Like, some of the stuff that's being said is deep. Like, I know guys, you know, say deep stuff too, but you guys don't go that deep. Like Foxy Brown brought up Remy Ma's miscarriage. And I was wondering if Nikki, if she ever did a diss beat back at her, like, would she bring that up? And to me... To me, like, being a woman, like, that shit is, that's a lot. That's a lot to bring up. That ain't like I'm going to smack you or your butt is fake. Like, women go through shit, like, when they have miscarriage, even if when they just have a baby. Like, a lot of emotional stuff happens to you postpartum. And it just seems like, to me, women that don't, does Foxy Brown have kids?
I didn't even know Foxy Brown put out a diss. What does Foxy Brown have to do with it?
Because Remy Ma dissed Foxy Brown in Sheether.
I thought Foxy Brown.
Maybe I was. Yeah, I probably turned it off too soon. So bad.
She said she basically dissed Foxy Brown in the shit because she said that Foxy and Nikki are friends, and she said that the reason Foxy went, you remember Foxy Brown was deaf for a while? I don't know if she still is. I feel bad, but she said the reason she went deaf is because she got gonorrhea too many times.
Sick. That's a sick accusation, man.
I thought Foxy Brown was deaf, so I was like, I don't know. Okay.
It's just too far to me. It's just a little too far, and they're willing to go there. And I'm just like, women beef, y'all might be right. It might not be cool.
I feel like
it's too personal.
It's all shock value. Like, women's beef is all shock value. It's no, like, actual good rapping. Like, her flow was never good. She tried to use Nas's flow at the beginning, and then she just started rambling all over the place. And she was just saying shit for shock value. Like, your brother's a rapist. Like, yeah, you went through, you supported his wedding, you paid for his wedding, and he raping bitches, raping little kids or whatever. Like, it's just all for shock value.
Yeah, it was rude.
Like, I feel like, yeah, that may have been true, cool, but she didn't rap it good. It didn't sound good when she said it, and that's what rap is about. That's what music is. Like, I'm an engineer. Like, music is about it sounding good. It's not about what you're saying. It's how you're saying it. And it didn't sound good when she said it.
Well,
she
sometimes it is eventually about what you're saying. I mean, lyrically, if you're talking about lyrics and bars, it eventually is about what you're saying. But I understand what you're saying. Like, the flow, it did come a little unhinged a couple of times. You know, a lot of...
She was trying to have a baby. She was trying to have a baby.
What'd you say, Hustle?
Have a baby and cook blue apron.
I can't hear you.
I said she needs to be trying to have a baby and cook blue apron.
Oh, and not rap anymore?
Damn, shit. Not no beef.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, Nikki still ain't said nothing though, which is kind of weird. Like,
yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you guys too. Like, what, like, is it rude to not say nothing?
She just hung out with Meek. Some of that Meek rubbed off on her, man. She broke up with that nigga, but it was too late. Like, it's just some of that L rubbed off on her.
Do you think that she's supposed to respond? Is she supposed to respond because she's calling herself the queen of hip hop? Like, does she have to respond to this in some type of lyrical fashion outside of just tweeting stuff or liking stuff that people are saying about Remy?
Nah, because no one cares about women's hip hop that deeply. Like, no one's really gonna be off Nicki Minaj because she didn't respond. Because no one really cares that much about her bars. Like, people, if you was listening to Nicki Minaj for bars, there's something wrong with you already.
he hardcore. Oh my god.
Well, I'm glad we finally, you got to say your rude shit off, Bree, because I know you've been waiting to say that.
I'm all about, I'm not going to tell you it's not some songs that I could listen to that women have rapped, like, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, for the 99%, I just don't want to hear it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's no
like
female hip hop
song I listen to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Young and May had a song I listen to, but like for the 99%, they could keep all of that shit. Because if you're a man, I don't feel like you should want to listen to a woman rap, because the things that she's rapping about, you're not about to relate to it, nigga. She's not, you know what I'm saying?
But then, like, that just means that women shouldn't be fans of males in hip-hop. That doesn't make sense.
But men aren't always, but first of all, women don't care when niggas call bitches hoes and do all that. They like that. Like, yeah, then he's not talking about, like, me and girls. He calls this out here, like... when a bitch is rapping, like, if you listen as a man, and I listen to shit, like, it's just like, why would I listen to this? You talking about getting dick or what you'll do to a dick or this and that. Like, why would I want to hear that?
As a man, why would I want to hear freaky, that? Freaky, nasty women that say, like, cool, things like that.
I'm cool.
So what about Young M.A.? She's like a boy. Like, she raps stuff that boys say.
She don't count.
She doesn't count. So she's a boy in the hip-hop industry. She's not a girl, even though she has a vagina.
She raps like she has a dick. Like, okay. She talks like she has a dick on records. Like,
she does. She does, yeah.
She said she makes me weak with the deep throat. How? How can she suck your plastic dick
Then how do you relate to her then? How? How is she even in the circle that she's talking about a rubber dick?
I don't.
We know it sounds like Drake shit.
I'm just saying, like, I know she could rap, but I'm not about to listen to her. Like, I'm not about to go buy a youngin'. Whenever she puts out a CD, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm cool. Y'all could just tell me how good it was. I just let the internet tell me how good it was. Like, shit like that, I just let the internet tell me how good it was. I'm not about to go listen to that. Like, I was mad when I went. I let the internet tell me how good this Remy Martin disc was, and then I was mad because I went and listened to it. So now I'm not falling back into those traps no more. I'm going to just let the internet tell me how good women rap is, because when I go listen to it, it's not good. So I'm gonna just let y'all tell me how good it is.
Hustle, I got a question for you. Did you listen to Future's double discography? Future was the first artist to have back-to-back number one debuts on the Billboard 200. I don't know if that's a great, is that incredible, is that amazing, what does that mean? And did you like the two discs? Don't say anything, Bree. Did you like them, Hustle? What'd you think?
I'd be lying to you if I told you I really just listened to it like that.
Okay.
I don't know if I really want to listen to Future anymore. He's like in the Rick Ross category. I don't know. Like, okay, whatever they make, I really don't care. I'm like him. I let the internet tell me if they cool or not.
Okay.
Like, I know you love Future. I know
who loves Future.
You used to.
No. I think Future has some very entertaining songs. I actually make fun of Future, but he's entertaining.
Yeah, I can't. I really can't. Yeah, that's hard for me. I grew up listening to A Ball and MJG and, you know, UGK, you know, stuff like that. So it's hard for me to, like, listen to Future. That's like, it kind of don't go in the same category.
Bree. Future made back-to-back number one debuts on Billboard 200. You're in the music industry. Is that, like, dope? Is that regular? Like, is that expected because he put out, like, what can be said about that?
Well, as far as, I mean, it's still an accomplishment, but, like, when you get a number one album, it's kind of about what else dropped with you. So it was kind of strategic that nothing else of anything of relevance was dropping at the same time.
That's what I was going to ask you.
In a row. So, you know what I mean? Had he had dropped, you know, one of these albums when somebody else, like, you, the label would do that strategically. Like, Epic will look at the date, they look at the calendar and be like, okay, bam, 2 weeks right here. Nobody who means anything is dropping. We can drop these CDs right here. We'll get to, like, you know, when you're getting a number one album because you're dropping it strategically to get a number one album. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. number one albums aren't on accident. Like, if Adele is dropping and you want a number one album, you're not going to drop when Adele drops. You know what I'm saying? Because you know she's going to get the number one album. So you just, a number one album is really about when you release the CD. You know what I'm saying? So they picked these 2 weeks out, like, nobody's coming out. We can do this real quick.
So then
the thing is, it doesn't look bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't look like he was just putting those two albums out because, look, they were both number ones. It wasn't like he was just throwing them away to get this dude out of his pocket. They were both number one albums. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you keep the balance by bullshitting the public and making it seem like this is really music he wanted to put out.
How many albums did he sell?
140,000 and then like 100,000 on the next one.
That was first week sales, or is that like since then?
First week. That's first week numbers on like how.
And
you got
is, that
one,
is that good? Is that good?
No, not like if somebody like Kendrick Lamar dropped and he sold 140,000 first week, that would be terrible. But because it's Future and the kind of music that he makes, nobody, you don't expect trap music to sell because niggas is just stealing it. Niggas ain't paying for it.
Yeah, he never really sold a lot of records, though, in real life. That's why I always used to say on social media, I used to laugh at the Future Hive, because I'm like, the Future Hive on Twitter is so big, yet he doesn't sell any albums. Like, what is that about?
Mixtapes that he had a crazy run, like about 4 mixtapes in a row, if you count the Dirty Sprite, too. About 4 in a row, that was just, you know, he put out some hits off of those, but these last two, it don't stand up to any of that. So it's like, the jig is up, kind of. Like, he going to really have to put out some new music that he really cares about now. Because I could tell, like, this was just, all right, I owe this dude money. So, whatever. I'm not going to put no hits on this and pay him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why would I put out a hit knowing that somebody else is about to get paid for it? That's what I said weeks ago when I first knew what was going on. It was just like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, if I do X, Y, and Z, somebody's going to get all the money for it. And if I don't do this, they're gonna, it's like, why would I do that? It just doesn't make any sense.
I feel you. I want to change subjects with you guys real quick. I think you watched the combine, right, Bree? You watched the combine?
Watched what?
The combine.
Oh yeah, I've spent a couple hours wasting my day away with that.
Hustle, you watch it too?
Why the hell would I do that?
Bree, why do you watch the combine?
I just be high and flicking channels, and then when I stop there, it's like I got a couple people who I know in college, like, you know what I'm saying, like, so I'll be trying to see if I see them on there, they're gonna do something. There's a couple people I'm interested in, so, you know what I'm saying, but it's not like, oh, I need to see it. It just happens to be on when I'm getting high type of thing, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, I watch sports all day. Like, if I'm going to watch TV, if I'm not watching a show that I'm really, like, right now I'm kind of off. I don't have a show that I need to be watching right now. I watch too many shows, so I just flick sports channels all day. It could be soccer, that stuff on my TV. It could be anything. Like,
so
what, combine got stuff on there.
I watch darts before I watch the combine.
Why is it so easy to fool fans and people in general into thinking that the combine is really useful in measuring football talent? I don't really get it.
I don't really think it's about football talent, man. I think it's about these white owners just getting to lay their eyes on these dudes, man. That's why they dress them up in these tights.
Onesies and everything.
It's weird, man. It's weird. Like, we just want to see them in tights and running around.
I called it a modern-day slave auction.
That they'll never have to do.
Yeah, it's like a modern day slave auction. It's like they're looking at who the fastest, strongest, biggest, best jumping slave is. Like, that's really what it feels like. And there's some white people sprinkled in, and you know, some check others here and there, but it's really about black athletes in this sport. And I just really feel like it's so weird that they're testing people on things that they're never going to do in the game. Like, honestly, yeah. I'm not really sure. I could be wrong. Brent's sitting right next to me. I'm just going to ask him, when are you ever on your back and what you need to push up, like for the bench press? He said, unless a nigga done blocked you into the ground, you on the ground. Now he done pancaked your ass. That's when your bench press skills are gonna come in handy. Right then, bam. How many did he do? He did 33. Boom. When after this nigga gets slammed, he gonna get up fast. That's what the bench press is for, right? Is that what it's for? Like, what the fuck? Like, my nigga, people was talking about using it to gauge receivers, and I was like, why? And it was like, because of how fast you are. I said, listen, dog, listen, if you're a receiver, if you think for 1 second a nigga gonna let you get in some starting blocks with some spikes on and a onesie to start your route, and he not gonna touch you, he not gonna knock you off your route, he not gonna get in your way, you know what I'm saying, tangle up your feet, nothing, like what does a 40 have to me? The times are so close. There's like, oh, this big difference between a 4.3 and a 4.5. why is that such a big difference in football? Why? I don't get it.
It's clearly not, because you just saw Ezekiel Elliott run a 4.47 and look like the best running back in the world all season. Like, it's not like he was the fastest. All of that stuff doesn't really matter, because you don't have pads on anyways. Yeah. How fast are you without pads? When do you play football with no pads on?
Yeah, you got to juke somebody. Like, you got to really legit juke somebody when you're running back. Like, you know, even corners, they measure in the corners. Nigga, you know when you need to be have a super fast-ass corner, like a 4.2, 4.3 corner? After he got beat. After a nigga gave him a double move or juke the shit out of him, like, fucking, what's the nigga name did that to Butler? The Falcon nigga. Oh. Who was that? Gabriel juked him. Yeah, that's when you got to use that 40 time. When a nigga juke the shit out of you, then you got to be fast. Like, then it matters.
And my whole thing is they make you stay in college for 3 years, right?
I think it's four.
Get enough tape on you, and then they still need more stuff after that.
Yeah, that's why I always say, why can't they just turn the tape on and see who's dope? I don't get it. What is this about? The niggas just came off of the season.
They want to do their job. Like, yeah. They want to know who they need to watch tape on before they watch tape. Like, get out of here, dude. Go do your job.
That shit is so crazy.
Okay, he was fast in the 40. Let's go watch his film now.
That's so backwards. We were watching indoor track and field today, and it was a 60-yard dash, and the girls, you know, hauling ass. I'm like, well, I wonder which one of them could play receiver. Because apparently, if you fast as shit, you get bumped up in the draft. Like, nigga don't have to know how to run no routes. Don't even have to know how to read a playbook. You know what I'm saying? Nigga don't have a good catch radius. Like, you know, nigga got no hands, but he fast. He fast.
Send him on the fly.
Fly.
You see how bad these GMs are every single year in the draft and free agency. So it's like they can do all this stuff to try to make their jobs easier and make themselves look good and make them not make mistakes. But they're still terrible anyways with all these things that they do. They still fuck up every single year.
Mm-hmm.
The best quarterback in the draft goes in the fourth round.
Usually, because niggas don't really know what a good quarterback is.
Like Dak Prescott was obviously the best quarterback in that draft, and why did he go where he went? He should have been the number one pick.
People said it's because he had a couple of two DUIs while he was in college, and I was like, that's so crazy that they. You know what's so funny about that? We lost a player this year. We lost ASJ because he got a DUI, and obviously there's probably some other things added on to that. But my thing is, they always say we have to release him because he's a distraction to the organization, and then he gets picked up the same day by another team. Is he no longer a distraction? Like, how they get to pick him up and now he not a distraction, but he was a distraction on your team? I don't understand that. Why can't they just keep a nigga just because you want to keep him? Like what is the I don't get it.
When they say you're a distraction, that just means you haven't done enough for this team yet for us to really keep you. It's kind of like you didn't ball out enough for us to deal with your bullshit, so he's a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No, because they called T.O. distraction, and he bowed out. So sometimes it's just what it is. Sometimes the media creates something so negative that they make.
But T.O. was really like, T.O. was always like going ham. Like, so he was trying to be a distraction, I feel like, on some level. Like, he did feel like he was bigger than a lot of teams. I feel like he has to own up to that. And that's what's costing him right now with this whole, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did put himself before the team a lot. Like, look at me.
Tell me when was he a distraction? So tell me the places where he was considered a distraction for telling the truth. When he lost it, that he came back in Philly, broke leg, wasn't supposed to play, came back in the Super Bowl and bowed out. Donovan McNabb was throwing
him in.
That's a fact. That's not a distraction for saying the truth. Donovan McNabb was throwing up in the huddle. Tony Romo throwing the ball to Jason Witten like he's an athletic dude that can get you yanked. Well, that's a fact. Like, those things are facts. Garcia was, you know, funny. Those are facts. I don't see that. Like, his production on the field stand, but he was distracted, and that's what he was considered. But, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't agree with that.
Good points. I mean, honestly,
yeah, I feel like,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go ahead.
I just feel like a distraction is a word that the media made up. And the only reason I can say that is because I was an athlete and I live with one. And the thing about a distraction is, this is when it is a distraction. It's when you're on the field and you're not performing or you're not doing your job. That's a distraction to an athlete. What's happening out off the field or in the locker room or what somebody's saying or whatever, like, nobody cares because everybody there got to pay bills. Everybody got to get a check. So when you get on the field, whatever you got going on off the field or the shit you saying or what you're doing, it shouldn't matter. Now, if you start like, I'm not going to play hard because this person said this or that, that's a distraction to me.
I feel that. But I still think T.O. was just a little bit extra. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I just think he was a little extra. And I like T.O. I don't have any problems with it, but I can see what people would say he was a little bit about himself, man. Like, he's a little bit more worried about T.O. than whatever team he was trying to do on, I feel like.
Football don't have guaranteed contracts, so if you want to make money in football, you got to be about yourself.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, Keyshawn Johnson wrote a book, Throw Me the Damn Ball. But like I said,
he was a distraction, too. They said he was the first diva ever.
Yeah. The media... I just feel like within the media made it more than what it was, and the media does dominate football because football dominates the media. Any little thing with football is always number one on the TV.
It's so crazy. Omar was telling me that. That is very true. It's like it doesn't matter what's going on. If there's a football story, it leads the headlines. Like it goes directly to the top, even if it's not a bigger story than some of the other stuff that's going on.
Won't football number one in America.
It really is, honestly. And it's crazy because there's no guaranteed contracts. Speaking of contracts, Colin Kaepernick is going to be a free agent and on the move and has now said he'll stand next year for the national anthem. There's mixed reviews on it. Some people are like, bullshit, why are you standing out? You know, things aren't better. And then some people are saying it's his right. He can either stand or not. What is y'all take on that?
He's a free agent, so he better say he's going to stand for the national anthem until he gets some money.
Baller. Baller.
I'm saying he's about to sit down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say he's going to still sit down for the national anthem and think somebody's going to sign him to a contract. So, I feel like no matter what he was going to do, he has to say that. I mean, maybe he is going to stand up, maybe whatever, but he's never going to get a deal saying, yeah, I'm still sitting down. And when I get signed, I'm still sitting down for the national anthem.
Hey, bro, he confused anyway. He opted out of $15 million.
You said he what?
He's confused anyway. He opted out of $15
million. He opted out of $15
million? What was it, 15? This contract, he opted out. That was a player option.
No, he got $11 million this year.
I'm talking about this season is coming up. Now that he's a free agent, he you could have stayed another year in San Francisco.
No, but nobody ever sees that money. That wasn't going to happen. That wasn't going to happen at all. Nah. No, that wasn't going to happen. All he was going to ever get is this last $11 million. He was going to be a free agent next year, or if he was balling, they wanted to keep him, it would have been a restructure that took place. That's what was going to happen with that. So he didn't lose that. I'm a little bit in agreeance with you, Bree, in thinking that it might be strategic. And even if it's not, I still stand by that it's his right. If he wants to stand up now, if he feels like, you know what, I've pushed this train as far as the sitting train as long as it needed to go, you know, now he's actively doing a whole bunch of way bigger stuff. I mean, not saying sitting isn't big. It kicked off the revolution. But I just feel like he might want to now just be like, no, I don't want that to be the narrative of this. Because before he ever kneeled, he had already been saying all the stuff that he's doing right now. It's just nobody cared. Nobody was listening. And then when he started kneeling, then it was like, well, what has he been doing? He hasn't. Why, now all of a sudden he's this, you know, this soul brother and he's all this shit. But if you look back, I followed him on social media before that. He's always been like this. He's always been pro-black. He's always stood up for black rights and been talking about the cops. Nobody ever listened because it was just Colin Kaepernick. Like, that's what it was. So now I feel like he might want to, you know what? I kind of want to play some football, but I'm still going to do the shit that I'm doing. He's still probably going to speak about it. I don't know. I'm with him whatever way he goes, because to me, it's his right to either stand or not. That's how I feel about it.
I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. But I feel like he's going to get a contract.
Yeah. It's a smart move. It's a very smart move to say that, because it's like, you it doesn't even have to be true.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be true. So you can say it and it not be true. And then be like, psych, I will be sitting because shit's still fucked up. Like, what they going to do? You know, all they could really do is maybe cut him if the way his contract is structured, the money's not guaranteed. And it's going to be a certain amount that is guaranteed. You know, something that the team ain't going to want to just walk away from. And at this point, they don't even show it on TV. Like, they stopped showing it on the games and everything. They just started ignoring it because they realized the players was doing it to bring awareness and attention to it. And they were just like, damn, they using the media against us. Ha, huh, we're not going to show them anymore. That's what they did.
Right.
You realize.
Yeah, they're so dumb. It took them forever to figure out that the players were using what they use against them. Which is media attention, because everybody wants the picture. Everybody wants the video of the person kneeling or sitting with their fist up. So everybody who's going to get wants to get paid for those pictures. And now it's like, well, you know what? Those aren't worth anything anymore. We control what's important. And now kneeling and sitting is not important. So he probably was like, I already got y'all for a whole year. Got the attention on me and all the programs and the things that I'm doing. And now I don't need it anymore. Now, you know, he didn't need that push and that big attention to me. So,
yeah, I agree.
I got more power to him. Whatever he chooses to do, I'm with it. I respect what he's doing, and he put his money and his muscle where his mouth is. So I respect it all the way around. Anyhoot, what's going on in LA, Bree? What's going on with the Lakers? Johnny and Jim suing Jeannie. Jeannie got a Triple J beef in LA. They want Magic the fuck out. They saying Jeannie does not make the decision, even though I believe her dad left her in control. How do they think they can overturn this? Like, what's is there any tea in LA in the news?
I mean, it sounds like Jeannie bossed up on them already, man, and they had to withdraw their little lawsuit they have filed, you know what I'm saying?
Because, I'm behind.
Yeah, she bossed up on them quick. Like, she filed some kind of injunction because they had already, like, they had signed a paper saying that Jeannie was in control of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the dad left her in control, right?
So it's like, yeah, somebody has to be able to be in control of what's good for the organization. Like, and Jim just thought he was, like, you know what I'm saying, he was going to be on forever no matter what, like. He didn't think she was going to. So, yeah, the older brothers tried to boss up and they was going to try to pull a power move to get a vote. Like, so they could get her voted out of the director's seat. But they had already signed something saying that, you know what I'm saying, they couldn't do that. So she just called her lawyer, you know what I'm saying, and bossed up on them. They had to withdraw their little whole little thing. So, but they're going to try and find another little way to do something, because he not trying to sit on that, you know what I'm saying? Not because it's magic. I feel like it's because it's magic. Like, nah, you're not about to just push me out for magic.
Well, Magic shit on him for the last 3 years on social media. Every single thing that went wrong, that happened, the new coaches, players he picked up, everything. Magic was just throwing darts at him on Twitter, like direct darts, like not subs, like nigga, darts, writing his name and everything. And then for him to come in and get fired and then Magic get the job, like, is there no sibling, like, support? Like, what's going on with the Buss family? Like, how are they separated like this?
That's what people have been trying to tell people outside of Los Angeles for a long time. That's why people ain't signing with the Lakers and all, because it's a lot of turmoil going on in the front office. And agents and people around the league know, you know what I'm saying? So they're telling their clients what's going on. We don't all get that information, you know what I'm saying? But they've been knowing what's going on in the front office. It's a mess. You want to sign with that? It's like, one person wants to go one direction, one person wants to go the other direction. It's like, it's just a big mess over there. And then it's like, on top of all of that, people was blaming Kobe. Everybody wanted to blame Kobe's contract and this and this and that. But at the end of the day, it was the dysfunction within the Buss family, and it was the reason why nobody was going to the Lakers.
So you saying,
well, now people are saying,
go ahead, Hustle.
Go ahead.
How? The front office. Front office has nothing to do with players. Like, why is every time great players have character issues or character flaws, y'all trying to blame it on the office? The office can be beefing, but they're not on the basketball court. Everybody knows. Nobody want to go play in L.A. because Kobe didn't want to take a step back like all the other great superstar veterans do when they get older. Kobe still wanted to play like he was the top 3 or 5 player in the NBA. They celebrated 60-point game like it was an NBA Finals Game 7 game or something.
Kobe would have took a back seat, but it's who am I going to take a back seat to? Like, I'm not getting in the back seat to this or that. Like, a certain person is going to have to put Kobe in the back seat. Like, we wasn't going to sign nobody that was going to put Kobe in the back. Like, was LeBron really going to come? Like, the Lakers were spending their time interviewing LeBron and Carmelo and LaMarcus and a bunch of people who was never going to sign with the Lakers, instead of picking up Isaiah Thomas, who was begging to be a Laker when he was a free agent, and he goes and gets $7 million somewhere else. But we sit spending our time with people who was never going to sign with the Lakers.
Shaq, listen to me, man. Shaq averaged 38 and 16, whatever he averaged in the finals, and Kobe didn't want to take a back seat to him. So we know it has nothing to do with whoever. Kobe's just not taking the back seat, and that was our problem.
Kobe was in the back seat for 3 rings.
He tried to. And when y'all started losing, was when Kobe tried to go to the front seat. And when he was trying to go to the front seat above Shaq, he wasn't taking the back seat for anybody. LaMarcus Aldridge left the meeting. It was like Kobe was telling him what he can be as the number two guy. Like, what? Come on, like. No, man, nobody wants to sign in L.A. because of Kobe. Now that he's gone, they might have a better shot.
He was gone this year, and we got Dang and Mozgov, man. That's great.
Don't forget.
It wasn't no great.
Why did we strike out when Kobe left the first year he was gone? Why did we still strike out? If it was Kobe, nobody wanted to play with Kobe. Kobe left, and then we still signed nobody. So you can't blame Kobe no more. That's out the window already.
He was a free agent that was considered a superstar this offseason.
Anybody who was a free agent, it was a lot of good free agents. Kevin Durant was a free agent.
Everybody knew he was signed to Golden State. Come on now, that was poor.
I don't think everybody knew that at all. I don't think everybody knew that. I think that kind of came out of nowhere.
Once he said he's going to sign with a contender, what are you going to go sign with the Lakers for?
He could have signed, regardless of that, Kobe left and the Lakers struck out again in free agency. So we can't just say it was Kobe anymore. That excuse left this year when Kobe left and they had more cap space, all the cap space in the world. and they gave it to Mozgov and Dang. $67 million to Luol Deng.
Hey, you know what? A lot of front offices are making those kind of decisions, and a lot of it comes with the way the CBA is set up in the NBA. It literally is designed to get people paid like shit that really aren't that dope. So...
Not that dope.
Huh? Yeah, I don't think Deng is that dope. I don't think he deserves that, but that's what he's going for in that the CBA. That's what he gets. You saw what's the nigga with no opposable thumbs?
Going to pay him that much, Migo.
The nigga with no opposable thumbs, he's primitive. Got $70 million in New York. Like I didn't understand that at all. Like there's just a lot of contracts that's getting thrown around. And I don't really mind it. I have to say, speaking as an athlete, I don't mind people getting overpaid. What I do mind is when people just aren't balling. Like that's the part of it that's like, oh my God. Like it's annoying.
And Luol Deng averages 5 points more than all of us.
Then we know with that new CBA though, teams had to reach it. They had to have a steady floor the amount of salary they had to dish out. So they had to find somebody to pay them something because they
Of course. You have to spend the money. Of course, right. They have to spend the money, but they didn't have to spend it on Deng and Mozgov.
So who were they? Who else was available besides Kevin Durant? Do you guys even know?
What I'm saying is we drafted Brandon Ingram. He plays small forward. So why would you want to sign some bum who's not even better than him, who stinks, for $70 million to play ahead of him and then play him half the season and realize, okay, we got to play Ingram now. And Deng just comes off the bench now and barely plays. And we paying him $70 million? That's retarded. And Kobe was gone, and nothing had to do nothing with Kobe. We can't just blame Kobe for everything. I know it's nice. People don't like Kobe. They want to throw shade on Kobe. That's cool. People, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But you can't blame Kobe because nobody signed to the Lakers, because when Kobe left, guess what? Nobody signed to the Lakers. It's a problem in the front office that people knew about, and that's why nobody was signing with the Lakers. It didn't have to do with Kobe. I heard several players come out and say they would have loved to play with Kobe. There's a lot of people who love Kobe, dog. A lot of the people in this era love Kobe. They would have liked to play with him.
Rename a team that's getting a superstar player that's not already good. Like you're trying to compare this offseason with no superstars there to get them to sign another superstar. Stop. We talking about when they had a team where Kobe was a superstar. Most teams.
I'm not even asking for a superstar though, bro. I'm not.
He's saying no. Hustle is saying
we could have signed a serviceable player. We signed two bums for $130 million.
For superstar, everybody's trying to go sign in Cleveland.
I'm not even asking for a superstar, bro. I could settle for a star or an average player. We didn't even get an average player or nothing. We got two bums.
You shading Mozgov. I don't think Mozgov is a bum. I'm sorry. I can't agree with that.
Yeah. So, no, I think the name of the team does not contend for a championship is getting a superstar to come sign with them or a star to come sign with them. You can't really name a team that's not.
So then why was you just blaming Kobe a minute ago? If they wasn't contenders, why wasn't you saying they just wasn't contenders and that's why nobody wanted? You can't use what argument is convenient for.
You guys can't both talk at the same time because we can't hear you.
Oh, my fault. Go ahead, Bruce.
I just feel like you said Kobe was the reason when we didn't sign nobody when he was there, okay? But we was a bad team, so why wasn't that the reason then? Why didn't nobody want to sign with the Lakers just because they wasn't a contender? Now you saying, oh, they didn't sign nobody last year because they wasn't a contender. We wasn't a contender when Kobe was there, so why wasn't that the reason then? Why is it just Kobe?
You weren't a contender because Kobe was there.
We weren't a contender because we weren't contenders. Because Kobe's gone and we're not contenders.
No,
like,
because Kobe was there, that's why you guys weren't a contender. Is that what you saying, Hustle, right?
No.
Well, no, Hustle, is that what you're saying?
We weren't good.
You weren't good because Kobe was there.
I'm saying is if this year, if we didn't sign nobody because we weren't contenders, when Kobe was there, why is it we didn't sign nobody because Kobe was there? Why not because we wasn't contenders?
Because
it's not convenient
you
for
guys
your
don't
argument.
Talk, let Hustle talk. Hustle, what is it?
Because you said Kobe is a superstar, so with him being a superstar, if you combine him with another superstar, they will be contenders. That's how people are looking at it. So he thought
Kobe was a superstar at the end of his career after he got hurt all those times.
Well, why didn't he not take so many shots then? Don't make no sense.
Because look who was on the team.
You got to just play real basketball at that point. You can't just still get your...
Why?
Because why? It's embarrassing the Lakers organization. That's why, for one thing.
Hey, dog. That was going to be an embarrassing year.
No,
way
I could have still...
Y'all might as well get these bars.
No, nah, man, because it's a lot of teams in the league.
Play bad.
It's a
Watch
lot of teams in the league that aren't that good, but they play good basketball, so it's you could kind of watch it. But watching Kobe pump fake 7 times to get that fadeaway off on the baseline is annoying.
One team who's not so good annoying. But plays good basketball, Miko.
Orlando Magic. And you know who else? The Dallas Mavericks. I saw you know what? The Mavericks are a good team. And this is how I feel. This is honestly, we got to get off this Kobe thing because this is going just too far. But I was watching the Mavericks play the Thunder. I don't know if y'all watched the game. The Thunder got smacked. Westbrook lost it. Like, he just was doing a whole bunch of just childish shit. You know, he didn't get his third triple double in a row, third loss in a row. So he might be a little frazzled. But what only thing I kept noticing is, if the Mavericks actually got a superstar, like a star player, they would be dope. Dirk is in the way. Dirk is in the way now. He is officially in the fucking way.
Incredible.
Dirk is kind of in the way. Like, for real.
What, Bree?
I'm just disappointed in the respect that you two have for legends in this game. Like, Dallas is irrelevant before Dirk showed up.
I understand that,
he
but you have to move on.
He carried that franchise on his back by himself for a ring.
It's time.
And now you're going to tell me he's in the way?
Yes.
He's never in the way. He's not in the way. Dirk could play for Dallas until he say, I brought y'all only ring. What you mean I'm in the way?
Oh, God. Look at
y'all,
this
y'all
shit.
Y'all got to show legends more respect, man.
I'm trying to give him some respect, man. And ask him to ease, like, slowly shut his minutes down, not start. I don't know, because, honestly, he can't. Hey, have you seen him move? It's like Frankenstein.
Man, that's disrespectful.
The hustle talk. Hustle.
Come on. He's the second best power forward to me after Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
After how much respect I got for him. But, like, right now, we don't have a position. He can't play power forward.
Yeah.
He's too slow. In that center position, he can't really defend. And he can't really. He's moving like quicksand, man. He has to, like, quicksand.
Yes. It's so bad.
Dirk has
and it
never
doesn't...
been a defender.
No, this is different. This is different. This is different.
And show him some respect. He
I'm
can
not.
Play
why am I?
50,
no.
Dude. You can't push Dirk. You can't push Dirk out of Dallas,
oh
man.
My
I brought
God.
Y'all only rings.
Yes, you can.
Dog,
why doesn't anybody?
Respect,
why doesn't anybody?
That's not, that's
everybody
want to
be like Mike.
Push
everybody
want to
be like Mike, but don't nobody want to go out like Mike. I respected Washington Wizards, Jordan. I actually respected it, huh?
You look like Robert Parrish in Chicago.
No respect. Rodney Dangerfield, y'all treat Dirk. I'm at Dirk and tell him.
No.
Nico don't have
no
respect. No, for
don't
him,
do that.
Swish
that's
41,
not even.
I'm about to add him. I'm about to add him and tell him you was disrespecting
him. Don't do
him.
That because I'm not disrespecting him.
He's on Twitter. He got a black look.
I know he does.
And he got
a
black woman. I'm off you for disrespecting him like this. And he got a black woman.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking
How
God.
How you gonna disrespect Dirk? He got a black woman, man. Y'all foul.
Dog, that has nothing to do with him being in the way right now of Dallas flourishing. They got
all
a nice squad.
All you care about is black women, Miko. All you care about is black women. Viola Davis gets the award. Viola Davis. Viola Davis. Give her anything. But you want to push Dirk out the door and he got a black woman? Okay, I see how this works. If you're not a black woman, Nico don't care.
That is not the fucking
same.
That's not
the
same. No.
I get it. I
no,
get it.
That's not
I
the same. It. Hustle, no.
I get it now.
Hustle, I'm going to talk to you because Bree over here. Bree,
I'm adding Dirk right now. Cool.
You know who we're talking to, Hustle? We're talking to the guy that thought Kobe 61 was lit. That's who we're talking to.
Well, you're not listening to him.
At all.
How
at all.
It not have been lit?
At all.
Did you see that game? They were down 10. Did you see him win the game?
I saw them stop playing defense and let him score a bunch of points. I saw that. I wouldn't want to go out like
that
if I was a legend. That's exactly
crazy.
What I saw. I saw niggas like, you know
that's,
what?
That's crazy.
Let's
that's
let Kobe
you're
have
a hater,
it.
Man. I thought we
I'm
was
not,
off of the Kobe subject.
I'm
How
not
we
a
get back to Kobe.
Let's move on then. Let's talk. Let's move on.
I Heart Miko podcast. Now this is starting to sound like the I Hate Kobe podcast.
Oh my God. Okay. You know what? Let's move on. Let's talk about Russell Westbrook, who you think should be the MVP, who hasn't had his triple double in the last three games, and is taking L's up and down the schedule. Do you still think that Russell Westbrook should be MVP?
Russell Westbrook, as long as he averages a triple double for this season, it's either out of him or Harden.
Doesn't matter.
LeBron's just not in the combo.
Oh my God!
So, he's not in the combo. He has the deepest team in the NBA. LeBron could leave Cleveland right now, and Cleveland's going to make the playoffs.
That will be
on the East.
We don't know that.
No, Kevin Love, Kyrie, and all of them support players, they're going to make the playoffs without LeBron. Take Russell Westbrook off of that Thunder team, they might have 5 wins right now. So, it's cool. Y'all, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Can you let somebody else talk, though? Can you let somebody else talk? Hustle's trying to talk. You won't even let him talk.
But if you put LeBron James on the top Oklahoma City team, they have a top 3 record, top 4 record in the West. I'm just saying, you probably put Kawhi Leonard on the team. They could have a top 4. Like, there's nothing. Like, it's not. If you really look at the numbers from what Russell Westbrook was doing last year and what he's doing this year, it's not that far off. He's shooting 42% from the field. 42%? Man, I don't. Talent to me has nothing to do with how efficiently you play the game.
He's averaging 30 shots a game and 11 threes a game also.
Yeah. If you're efficient, that means you have the IQ, the basketball IQ, you understand the game, you respect the game, you understand the ebbs and flows of the game to know how to be efficient like the great players do. Right now, he looks like the guy who just had the ultimate green light. And the team let him get rebounds.
Bree?
I don't know. I can't get excited about that. But you said dismiss LeBron. LeBron shoots 54% from the field.
Talk about
it. He averaged 26 points a year. He gets, 16 shots a game? He's been able to be efficient and do more with less because he understands basketball. He has that mental IQ where I know how to impact the game without having a... No, like, to me, when I watch Russell play, all the time he passed, his pass lead to an assist. He ain't just playing basketball. It's like, it's just different. I don't knock him, like, it's cool, but I'm just saying, for me, really looking at basketball in that aspect, it's not just super impressive like the media is trying to portray it.
Couldn't have said it better, Hustle. I really couldn't have. I'm sure Bree disagrees, though, because, you know, he's going to say, when is LeBron average a triple-double, right? That's the question?
No, it's okay. You guys, everybody can have their own opinion, you know what I'm saying? No opinion is right. Maybe Russell's not the MVP. Maybe somebody shouldn't get the MVP for doing something that none of us have ever seen anybody do. How could you be?
I mean, how many people have we seen go to the finals 7 times in a row?
What does it have to do with this season?
It's all adding up. It's something we've never seen. Like, have we ever seen anybody that basically says, as long as I'm on your roster, you're to the finals?
I've never seen anyone try to make it a one-season award have anything to do with something someone's done for 7 years.
I'm just trying to tell you that sometimes numbers, you can use them in your advantage, and then they can also be used against you. So if you're throwing numbers at me, a triple-double, while your team is sitting at the 7th seed and your efficiency is garbage and you're taking 30 shots a game, like, I don't really see that as a reason to put you in the MVP discussion. I'm sorry. It's just numbers. And to me, numbers will lie to you. I hate when people say numbers don't lie. They absolutely lie.
If you look at the history of the game, most of the people who had super great seasons, to me, were great efficiently as well. Like, even for most of the MVPs to every great player, you know, from Shaq to Tim Duncan to LeBron James to all MVPs except for, you know, maybe Allen Iverson and Kobe Bryant. All the other MVPs were, you know,
overly efficient. They dominate the game and they show.
So, Bree, you're quiet. Let's change subjects. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about if we think the Cavs and the Warriors are going to hold on to the number one seed. You guys going to talk about that or no?
I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Probably isn't. Now that I think about it, it's probably not a good idea. It's going to... Let's talk about... I don't even know what to talk about no more. The Warriors and the Knicks play today. Did you guys see that game? That's a safe subject.
I think I caught the fourth quarter.
That's probably the most important. Well, the third is when Steph finally got out of his funk. I don't know if you guys saw Steve Kerr beating his dick off before the game. He was like, hey, Steph, so you know, sometimes people play bad, but they're really playing good. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're missing all your shots. It's really about the, you know, how you're impacting the game. He had gave him this whole little speech. It was so cute before the game. And apparently that's what got Steph out of his rut, because he's been shooting like, I think it was like 4 for 31 the last four games from three. And it just ain't been looking like Steph. You know, some people think it's because Durant isn't there and the balance is off. Because they've all kind of gotten into a rhythm with each other and learning how to share the ball and move it. And now that he's not there, they got to go back to playing the way they used to, and it's just a little off. I don't believe in that because I'm a baller, but I would like to know what you guys think about Steph being in the slump kind of since Durant went down.
Yeah, I think when you're the best shooter in the world, I think they should allow you to have a three-game slump. Like, get off his back already. It's just the biggest story in the world because – he's never, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it shouldn't even be a story. Like, anybody else could go three games and shoot back from a three, and they wouldn't even talk about it. But because he's the best shooter we've ever seen, it's a big story. Like, I don't consider it to be a story. Everybody's going to have a certain point in the season where they're not making shots. You can't just go the whole season having every game where you're making shots. Like, that's not realistic.
Good point.
He still shooting 46 from the field. And over 40-33.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, they're going to make it. But, you know, just like how they did with Klay Thompson. But Klay had a few. Remember how Klay had started the season off and he was missing a bunch of threes. And, like, it doesn't matter, man. Jumpers, you're going to miss some shots. When you shoot jumpers, you're going to miss some shots. It's going to even itself out at the end of the day. Like, you look at Klay right now. He's shooting 46 from the field and 40 from the three. It's gonna even itself out. Like, he's all right.
They're three games ahead of the Spurs. Do you guys think that the Warriors are gonna hold on to the first spot? Is there any chance or anything inside of you that thinks the Spurs could take them over? Do you want to talk about any type of movement in the West? Because Oklahoma is still number seven. That looks like 7, 6, 5 are, it's 35, 36, 37, and then 39. A lot of shifting can happen right there too. So, what do you guys think about where the teams are going to end up in the West, when it's all said and done around April 20th?
I really don't see those bottom teams are just competing. Like, it don't matter if Dallas gets the number 8 seed or one of those teams. I really don't see too much. You know, as far as them being able to shake the dynamic of what's going on. I mean, it's still going to be San Antonio, Oklahoma City. They're the top two teams in the West regardless. Like, that's not going to change. I don't see anyone know any team beating them but one of those two teams.
You meant Golden State, not Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I think right now with Denver in the 8 seed, you kind of want to hold on to that one because that's pretty much a first round bye. But I mean, if Portland or Dallas sneaks in there, I mean, you might not care that as much as you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't really think either one of those teams is really worried about seeding like that. As far as they might be worried about just having a better record than Cleveland, because that's the only team that I think anybody's really worried about. You know, you're going to see Cleveland in the finals, so. Have a better record than Cleveland. Like, winning the West really won't make that much of a difference, because if you have a better record than Cleveland, you just want home court against Cleveland. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay. And what about over in the East? Cleveland's 2-game lead. Boston lost today. Let's talk. Did y'all see the end of that game?
No,
Tyler Ulis.
Oh my God! So Hustle, you didn't see it?
No, what I see was I thought some players were sitting out that game, so it made me not look at it.
Yeah, Boston lost. Nigga hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer on them to beat them. Phoenix beat them at the buzzer. Ulis hit a 3. It was just the last 10 seconds of the game went from Boston being down. What's his name? Isaiah Thomas missed a free throw. So when he made the second free throw, it tied the. No, they went up 2, right? They went up 2 when he missed one free throw, so they could have went up 3. But since he missed one, they went up 2. They brought the ball in, caught a pick and roll, high pick and roll, switch, got the big man on the guard. The nigga went to the hole on him, layup, boom. Tie the game, boom. It's 4 seconds on the clock. Nobody got no timeouts. The guy throws a ball into Isaiah Thomas. Instead of him picking it up and trying to go, he tried. You know how, like, if you don't want the clock to start, so you let it roll out before you? He did that, turned the bitch over, and the nigga shot the 3 right there, game, in his face.
Crazy.
I was just like, oh my God, did that really happen? Like, I was watching that, and I happened to Snapchat it live, like, when it was happening. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I mean, I was, you know, I like to cheer for Boston. I think they got a good team, but I was happy that they lost, honestly, because that just meant the Cavs lost, didn't hurt them as far as the standings. So I ain't going to act like I ain't a little worried about, you know, Boston losing the number one spot. Only thing that reassures me is that we're still going to come out of the East. It doesn't really matter where the Cavs start off at. It's just better to have that home field, you know, home court throughout the playoffs. But Detroit and Chicago are in the 7th and 8th spot. Chicago 7, Detroit 8. Do you guys sense any danger as far as a first round if the playoffs were starting today and Cleveland faced Detroit and Chicago faced Boston? Who do you guys think will win those rounds, obviously?
Against Boston and Cleveland?
No, I'm when I'm talking about Detroit is going to play Cleveland. Do you think it's going to be a sweep? Do you think they get a game, anything? And then Boston's playing Chicago in the first round.
That's both. I feel like, Cleveland series will be a sweep. They have dysfunction in Detroit. And you know, Miami could possibly win the game because they got Wade and Butler. You know, Wade, I always have a classic game or two. In my opinion, they can win a game.
Yeah, I think Detroit doesn't have a chance against Cleveland, much like anyone else in the East. And Chicago might be able to take a game or two from Boston, but I don't really know if they're going to put it together and really be able to get out of the first round. But they kind of play up to their competition sometimes, so I would be a little scared of Chicago. Like, man, like, just beat Golden State the other day. I mean, with no Durant, whatever. But still, I mean, it's still Golden State. So.
What do you guys think of Miami coming up and taking that 8th seed from Detroit and then having a Miami-Cleveland first round? That's what this league has been wanting for so long. And even at a 1-8 seed, like, how do you think they would totally drama, like, make that series like a big deal? Like, LeBron is playing against Miami?
You could try until you see it on the court and you realize it's a 4-0 series. I mean, you could try to hype it up like, oh, LeBron, Miami, but once you realize it's a sweep, I mean, how much hype can you really have?
They'll do it, though. That's one thing about the media. I know they will make a hype story. They will get it. They will get what they need. I thought it was funny that LeBron didn't play in the game the other day. Brent took Aiden to the game. Miami hosted Cleveland on Saturday night. I was in Detroit. And so Aiden was so excited to see LeBron, and LeBron sat out the game and Kyrie. So that almost made it like a complete waste of money. LeBron keeps doing this when he plays against Miami. I think it's personal. I think he's doing it on purpose. People were saying, no, it was a doubleheader. They had a game the night before against Atlanta. To me, it just seemed like you chose Miami to be the game you sat out, because you could have also sat out the Atlanta game. Like, it's not like either, like, it's a big difference between the two, in my opinion.
Right. That's weird. But you can't sit out in the playoffs.
What you trying to say, Bree? What you trying to say?
I'm saying LeBron won't be able to sit out if he has to play Miami in the playoffs.
Right. I thought you was trying to be slick. My bad.
That's weird. I mean, that sucks for Aiden, man. You know what I'm saying? How many times is he going to do this to Aiden, man? It's crazy.
Aiden was pissed. I posted it. Did you see the picture I posted of him? Pissed. Fucking pissed off. Pissed. So anyways, guys, you guys ready to get out of here? This was fun. Did you guys have fun? I had fun.
Yeah, man, it was a good time. I appreciate it.
Hustle. This is terrible. Hustle. Hello. Hello.
You lost him, man. Boost Mobile. He probably ran out of minutes on that Boost, man. We got to get him a new Gold phone to finish the rest of the podcast.
He actually is gone. He's not on the line. So anyways, you want to do some talk? You want to do your talk about it, your last segment? Talk about it or no? Because I do have two questions.
I didn't really
for
try
you
to think of anything this week.
No, but I have two questions.
I have two questions for you.
These are sex questions.
Let's talk about it.
These are sexual questions. So I know that you like
Let's
sex.
Talk about it.
Oh God. If you have a lady friend over and you guys start, you know, fooling around, getting ready to fuck, no foreplay. You just really kind of, you know, maybe some strong kissing, but the clothes is coming off pretty quickly and you're ready to go. And then you realize that she's dry, that she's not actually moist yet. And you got to like spit started or, you know, does that make you feel like she's not into you or that her pussy is broke? Like, what does that feel like for a man?
Well, I think it has to kind of depend on the relationship that you guys have. Now, if this is supposed to be your woman or someone that you deal with on a regular basis, and you know what I'm saying, like, you get down there and you probably feel a little some type of way about that. Me personally, when I'm in sexual mode, I try to turn my brain off. I don't have a use for it. I try not to think about things. So me personally, if that happens, I'm not thinking about why it's happening. I'm just adjusting and, you know, doing what needs to be done just to make sure, you know, the boat stays on the ocean and keeps going in the direction that we need it to go. So, you know,
no focus should be put on.
Some people will overthink it, but I just think you can't start thinking when you're trying to do stuff like that. You just thinking is not the right time. It's not the right time to be thinking.
Well, women, some women are curious because, like, I get, you know, not your vagina not being wet. It could be multiple things, and one of them could be just, you know, you have some vaginal issues, you know, some lubrication issues. That you haven't worked out.
How do you take care of that?
I don't know. I don't have them, but I've seen commercials for them. I've seen ads for them when you go to the gynecologist. I don't know if they don't have those up where you go to the doctor, but I've seen them. And so I wonder if, you know, there's a sense of embarrassment that isn't like because she's not into you. It's just like, you know, she needs to go see the pussy doctor and figure out what's going on. But men take offense to it.
Yeah, you should probably let people know if you have one of those kind of issues so they don't take offense to you not being ready to go. I mean, that's just weird. I haven't experienced that. Maybe I just know what I'm doing, or maybe I deal with women who don't have issues with their vagina. I don't know. But I haven't experienced that. Like, I mean, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably they're not into you, man. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, that's what it's starting to sound like.
If you need one of those, you know, badges too, I don't even know what it's called, you know, I don't know. But I have seen those commercials like that you talked about. But yeah, man, I can't put my finger on it. I think it has a lot to do with the person that you're just not that into them. Because I don't think that many vaginas are broken out here in the world. Like, how does your vagina just get broken and not get wet?
I don't think that's factual.
What about if it starts off and the guy isn't hard? Like, what does that mean? That means he's not into her, or does that mean his penis is broken, or, you know, like if you to me, like, sexual attraction is like, it's so much more important than anything about the act. Like, to me, there has to be a form of attraction. There has to be a form of, like, wanting the person. And with that comes an erection for both sides, you know, whether it's a juicy vagina or a hard penis. And I just feel like...
Yeah, I agree. I just think, yeah, some people are trying to force it, man. Maybe that's what it is. You know, when you're trying to have forced sex, you're trying to force your body into liking something that it doesn't really like. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Maybe that's the issue. People are trying to really have sex with people that they're not that compatible with, not that into. So their body is just trying to give them a sign like, hey, shutting this down. You're trying to force it.
Yeah. Okay, so another question I have for you... If you have sex with a woman and she says she didn't come, are you going back in to please her, or does she need to wait for the next session?
I'm not going to stop until she does. That's kind of my community. People think I'm weird because I try to communicate.
How? If you come, you're going to get it back up.
It might not go down, number one. This may be TMI for the listeners. It might not go down, number one.
What might not go
number
down?
Number two.
You're...
it might not go down, so back up might not be relevant because it might just not go back down. So this, everybody's different, but I just think that when it comes to that, I try to make sure that that happens before I even stop, because then, like, I don't know. Some people just be going and they don't care. Or some people do it and they never make their girl come, so they don't care about making their girl come. It's not like, it's not expected. I feel like, you know, what's expected from your sex. Like, I'm not going to stop because I expect to make a woman come before I stop. So if you're not used to that, you're going to stop whenever you know what I'm saying? It's expectations, whatever you expect. Do you expect to make a woman come? If you don't, then you're going to just get yours off and she's probably going to have to wait. But I expect her to. So
every time you've had sex, a woman has had an orgasm, a climax to come, like every time?
Since I've been a grown man, like since I've been like aware of what's going on with, like,
for real?
Huh?
That's lit.
Like, every woman that I've had sex with since I've been grown, like,
is there any chance that they're faking them on you? Is there any chance that you're getting
we could talk to a couple of them, and you know what I mean, we could figure it out that way. But
that's very impressive. I gotta say, I always feel like every sexual encounter with my husband is not about me. Like, I don't feel like both parties need to come every time. Sometimes it's not about you.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and I get that.
Tonight is not your night.
Yeah, you're going to, I got that. I see where you're going there.
Yeah.
You know, because every time you're going to be right back for more. You know what I'm saying? So that's different. You don't have to. Oh, that's like, I mean, hey, I could be a minute man in a relationship sometimes because, hey, you already know what I do on a regular basis. So I could take a time off.
But yeah, but not just penetration. I'm talking about, for example, like if, you know, your man just wants his dick sucked tonight. He doesn't want pussy. He just wants his dick sucked. Like that's kind of like, tonight's not about you. You know what I mean? You don't have any nights where it's just not about her or not about you. Like, every time you both have an orgasm, that's pretty fucking dope. I got to say.
No, but the thing why I have to have my orgasm is not about me. The thing that you'll learn, I mean, if you were a man, you would learn is that if you have sex with a woman and you don't come, she thinks her pussy is lousy, terrible, worst pussy on earth. It's just me. It's me. Oh, my God, it's me. So you don't want to do that type of stuff when you're having sex with women because they always think something's wrong with them.
So you need to squirt something out.
I'll be like, yo, did you come? She'd be like, yeah, but you didn't. I'm like, it don't matter. It's cool. But
so
it's
nice.
A problem because they think something's wrong with them at that point. So, yeah, that gets tricky, man.
No, I always feel like, you know, if you're not first, you're last. Sometimes if you... if your goal for that night is to come, you sometimes you have to help yourself. Like sometimes you have to strategically know how to get your own nut off with, you know, your significant other, or if it's just, you know, casual sex with whoever. Like, I just feel like knowing your body is more important, because you don't always have to, there's always people that can make you come, obviously, but you know, sometimes if you learn your body, you can do it yourself on them, you know what I'm saying, with them. But you know what I'm saying, you got to work it so that you get off. So sometimes you have to take responsibility when you don't get a nut, if you don't know how to, if a man's giving you stiff dick for at least, I always say 50 pumps is all you really need sometimes, if it's a nice, you know, situation. But three songs, I just feel like if a man give you a hard dick for three songs and you don't know how to get your own nut, then, you know, you just got to go back to class and figure out your erogenous zones and everything. Myself, huh?
You'd be surprised how many women don't say they don't even touch themselves these days. I feel like if you don't do that, women, you're cheating yourself. You really need to learn your own body. So, you know, you can't expect somebody else to please you, and you don't even know how to please yourself.
Man,
you know what I mean? But,
talk about it. Man, you know, self-pleasure is very important. It's important.
Yeah. Yep. Self-service, man. Self-service.
Yes. Well, those were good answers, Bree. I'm hoping that my listener ladies that DM me those questions were listening. If you want to DM Bree or me about some questions, I have my email, iHeartMikoGrimes. And if you hit me up on Instagram DM, or if you just tweet me or whatever, and you have questions for the Talk About It segment where Bree answers any sexual, female, marriage, relationship, cheating, side nigga.
Yeah. Come get that good advice, man. You know what I mean? I have no reason to give you bad advice because I don't even know you. So, you know what I mean? And you're not even having to pay for it. You know, therapy, it costs too much. So just, you know, talk about it.
Sweet. Super sweet. Well, Bree, thank you again.
I appreciate it.
This was
man.
Fun. I hope you're not too mad at me.
As always.
I hope you're not too mad at me.
Nope, I don't get mad.
You
man.
Still
I,
love me, right?
Yep, this is what we do, man. You know, we butt heads.
Yes, and we're still friends.
Natural. I got to look up our signs. We must have some type of beef, like in the cancer, or, you know, and all these stuff. Cancer, Leo, all this stuff. We must got some type
no,
of
because
beef.
Brent is Cancer Leo cusp. So, no, there's no beef. The problem is you just need to submit like he did.
Oh, see, that's where the problem comes in. Yeah. So there is beef. There is beef with our science.
But you know what? I think all the time, I think Brent, you know, Brent deals with me pretty well. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really good with me. But it doesn't hurt that we get to fuck each other. So I think that's a big part of why we are so good with each other, because we get to fuck each other.
So
you don't get to fuck me. So that's why you bump heads with me. You want to keep arguing with me all the time. So Brent is like, you know what? I don't really want to argue with her because I want to nail her later.
I think it's because I don't have to live with you. If I had to live with you, I'd probably submit too. But I don't have to live there. I don't have to worry about you trying to kill me at night either. So.
No, shut up. Don't try to hate. Don't act like I'm over here just being a bad nigga. I cook. I take care of things. I'm a hustler. Come on. I'm not just all bad. There's way more good.
I'm just like giving you a hard time, man.
I know you do. It's all good, but fuck you.
I heard United Airlines was thinking about putting a new section in the plane for you because, you know, first class wasn't good enough. So I know you signed that petition. I hope that goes well for you. Until next week, we'll see how that turned out.
Stop calling me bougie. And go sign up for Blue Apron. Speaking of bougie, you need to sign up, dude. Sign up.
Yeah, I'm on it, man. I'm going to go get some Moroccan spice, lamb, and all of that, dude.
All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, peace. Good show. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was so fun to me. Like, honestly, to see Bree get quiet like that, like, I don't think I've ever witnessed that in my life. I cannot get him to be quiet. I obviously needed some help, so I gotta shout out my homie Hustle for chiming in with me to annoy Bree. He's so fucking annoying. He annoys the shit out of me. And I love him for it, but it was so fun to have Hustle on and hear them go back and forth and me just sit back and eat popcorn a little bit and watch the entertainment. But I appreciate both of those guys. They both have some great points, and I hope you guys are entertained as well. Let me know what you guys think of the people that I'm having on. You know, I'm kind of turning into more of a discussion. I'm going to do some more interviews coming up with players, you know, just so that you guys can go behind the scenes with some of these people that you've been fans with for a long time and let them tell you their story and their journey in sports. I'm also going to have Women on Wednesday this week. Hopefully my guest is available. She had some scheduling issues last week, so hopefully I will have my first Women on Wednesdays episode this week with a female girlfriend, baby mama. I don't even know what she's calling herself these days. I'm not going to tell you her name. But I'm going to have her on Wednesday, hopefully, and we're going to keep this thing going. So I appreciate the support. Make sure you keep passing my link out to everyone, and I'll see you guys in a few days. Peace. Just to